This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are launching into hour number 3, and you can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. You dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. We screen your call very briefly. We haven't talked recently about the call screening policy on this show. It's pretty basic. Name, location, one word, what do you want to talk about? And where are you calling? Oh, yeah, locations where you're calling from. So that's about it.
How you're listening.
How you're listening. That's it as well. So real simple. None of this extreme screening that you get on most talk shows where the phone screener wants to hear every single phrase of what it is you're planning on saying before they decide to allow you on the air with the host who's just too important to take your calls about what you want to talk about. You have to talk about what he wants.
Yeah, in reality, the host just can't handle what it is that people calling in general about. If we don't know something, we'll tell you. We don't know.
Absolutely. So the number here, 800-259-9231, and we go to your calls to Cliff in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm actually in Detroit on the way to Florida right now.
Oh, very
and
good,
sir. I want to talk some more about the CSA keeping us safe in the skies. Because I just left the New York airport in Elmira, New York. And I carried on board a eighth of marijuana. And I'm in Detroit right now with it in my pocket. I just thought it was kind of funny. What if it was rice and anthrax? So I haven't been doing what I'm scared about.
Wait a minute. You smuggled an eighth of marijuana on an airplane and you're actually admitting it while you're still in the process of flying? What if the TSA agents are listening to the show?
That's how much contempt I have for this thing, because I think it's absolutely ridiculous, to be honest with you. If they are there, what are they
going
to do?
My recommendation is to take it and throw it in the garbage.
Wait, hold on. How did you sneak it in? How did you pull that off?
In my pocket.
Wow,
it's nothing special. This thing is so arbitrary. There's no sense to this. It's just insane.
Don't you feel like you're taking a pretty big risk there? I mean, there is the chance that you'll get a super secret search, and then they'll pat you down. They could find that, dude, and then you're looking at a federal marijuana charge.
You know what? I sure could have, but I just think it's at this point, you just gotta. I don't know. I'm just a lot less scared of this thing than I used to be. I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
I agree, it's ridiculous. However, I think that that bad things can happen to you, and to me, it's not worth having that eighth of marijuana for your future.
Why? Are you that hard up for pot down in Florida that you have to bring it back from Detroit?
No, not at all. But this is some special grade stuff, so I had to make sure I got it back, and I had a few of my boys sample it.
So you felt like you'd be safer if you put it on your person as opposed to sealing it up and sending it through the mail, for instance?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah. Huh. or in the bag, for that matter.
Wow. You got some cojones, man. One time I snuck some marijuana pills on a plane, but I figured that would be a little bit easier because it was all ground up and put into little gel caps. So I had it in kind of like a little natural pills bottle. So somebody that pulled that out would have just thought it was some sort of herbal supplement or something like that. And in fact, that's what it was. But I didn't have any problem there. But man, getting a whole eighth in there. I mean, I know an eighth isn't a lot. But at the same time, if they do a pat down on you,
it's going to seem like a lot to them.
Yeah, I wish you good luck.
I'll be all right. I'm at the gate, so I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, man. Hey, call us. Make sure you get through all right when you get on the other end. Call us back.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. Good luck, dude. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's ballsy. 800-259-9231.
I'm not going to call it smart, but I will call it ballsy.
It has to be some damn good marijuana. I mean, that has to be some really good pot in order to take that kind of risk. I mean, you can get good pot down in Miami, so whatever. 800-259-9231. In fact, we've got a little drug news here if we get a chance. We'll get to it about salvia. This is not marijuana, but salvia. We'll get to that. But first, David in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, David.
Howdy. If everybody did what he does that use marijuana, I think it would be legal because then the law enforcement agencies would be overrun. They wouldn't, you know. But everybody's afraid, so...
That's true.
Everybody like me.
And, well, that's what my neck I called to say that. When is everybody going to realize that we're all conquered already? And you're talking all this freedom is nonsense. Because the only way you're going to free yourself is if you be able to feed yourself, house yourself, clothe yourself, fuel yourself. And the government controls all of that. They print the money that you buy the house you live in. They print the money that that you buy your food with. They control the agriculture with the subsidies. And to, why do you think the Amish do what they do, the Mennonites do what they do, the Hooterites, you know?
You're absolutely right.
All around,
people are owned. People are slaves. Most people in America
are
slaves.
We all are. Even, you know, if you use their money, you are their little chump.
Even the Amish are enslaved, but to a lesser extent, because
everything can fall around. They'll be able to feed themselves and plant, you know.
Well, and they just don't have as they just
don't
obey
know
like
how
most
to do
people.
That. Learn to be a farmer, man. Learn to grow stuff. If everybody started growing instead of a front lawn, growing vegetables on their front lawn.
Well, people in cities don't even have front lawns. I mean,
they could start taking over lots and pulling out the dirt, putting in good dirt, because the dirt's probably polluted. But anyway, but I'm just saying, this Constitution, it's just, like the president said, it's just a piece of paper. Where real freedom lies is in the hearts and souls and minds of free men.
And there aren't very many of them out there.
Right, because they're off, man, with the loans and just the way things...
But plus, it's a comfy farm. I mean, I love...
You have to be able to give up something. Check it out. The other day, I was talking on the radio, and I said...
Imagine that.
You live in a tent and eat rice and beans. If I had a magic wand, right, and the magic wand is only going to work for world peace, right, and the only way it's going to work is if everybody lived in a tent and ate rice and beans, everybody, you'd freak out, right? No way, I won't do that, but check it out. Don't we go kill people and live in a tent and eat rice and beans? We're willing to do that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. However, you know, it's not a realistic choice. I mean, we can have it all. It's just
right.
A matter of people finding courage.
Look at all this money that we spend on the military, on what we're doing overseas because of oil, and we need it, and then, you know, to support our way of life. And if we did that to make sure everybody was fed and housed and clothed with the manpower and the money power that the military possesses, there wouldn't be a want in the world, man. There could be goodwill and peace towards men.
Neat ideas, David. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It would certainly be a nicer use for the military, going around giving food to people instead of shooting them. I mean, that'd be nice.
Be superior.
I don't support government military at all. I think that if you want to help people around the world, you should be free to do that. And if you want to go and kill people around the world, then you should go and do that all by yourself.
I don't feel that. I don't feel that being required to buy food for people that have, you know, that for whatever reason don't have enough food. Now, I think that you should give it to them, but being required to, that's something entirely different.
Well, it's the difference between charity and tyranny. I mean, I'm all in favor of charitable efforts. I'm all in favor of people voluntarily giving of themselves and their money and their time to help others that they feel are in need. But what I'm against is forcing people to, because it takes all the value out of it. Yeah, you might give some people some assistance, but you're hurting people at the same time in order to do that, and that's wrong. 800-259-9231. We continue. John in Oklahoma, listening to Radio Free Oklahoma. Hello, John.
Hi. Yes, thanks for taking my call.
You're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. You guys are doing a good job. Couple things. Your internet discussion about the internet earlier in the show, I think it's going to boil down to states' rights, regardless of what the federal government wants to do, or you know what a national conglomeration wants to do, or whatever company is going to restrict our access. And I mean, after all, they have to. One would think they have to get licenses throughout each state, and I think that's where we're going to prevail. Is that the states are going to clamp down and say, look, these people have a right for access. And there's going to be a lot of alternative sources, too.
What makes you think the state government people are going to stand up to the feds?
Well, actually, I'm glad you bring that point up, because our state legislature here in Oklahoma, as well as the Senate, we have over 12 members between both chambers, have stood up on several issues. And I know Michigan, Indiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania, the Real ID Act, and a lot of other important issues, NASCAR.
Real ID is a good example. I want you to continue here in a moment. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. Real ID is a good example, but there aren't too many others out there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery. And uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance tool ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over to PrivacyHarbor.com today and sign up for a free account. PrivacyHarbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls. We go to John in Oklahoma. John, you've just begun telling us that you're pretty optimistic that in the event that the U.S. federal government decides to come down with some sort of internet regulation, rating system, or restricted access at the ISP level, you believe that there are state governments that will stand up against this. And I love the optimism. Give me the reasons why you believe that to be the case.
Well, like I said, just case in point, with the Real ID Act, I know of some members here in the State House that have stood up to Homeland Security. The representative is coming in from Washington, D.C., and having the mitigated gall to knock on the door of the Speaker of the House, as well as the Department of Public Safety offices, not just a few doors down from the state capitol itself. And these folks are saying, you know what, this isn't right. We have our state's rights. These people have elected us to represent them. They have not elected the Homeland Security. It's strictly a bureaucracy and appointed body. So what I'm saying is that if the people realize that they have their rights, whether it be travel or communication or the right to grow the food, just like a previous caller said, then I think we're going to whip this into shape. And people have to realize that there are rights that they're not exercising, and they better get in action and better start exercising before they lose them. The federal bureaucracy is basically just a figment of the bureaucrats' imagination in Washington. And we see it time and time again here. And I have an associate and folks who we know in Missouri that have done the same thing. Pennsylvania is standing up, Indiana and Michigan. So actually the dominoes are falling in our favor and not in the federal government's favor.
Have any of these laws been passed?
Actually, there is a resolution in the State House in Oklahoma right now that's going to be brought before the Senate and the House for vote. It's Resolution 1033 or 1003. And if you want to go ahead and Google the name of Charles Key, he's a state representative from Oklahoma City. This is bona fide, folks. This isn't hearsay or conjecture. These guys, I've sat in the gallery in the House of Representatives and heard their debate. And the resolution passed last year in the House with only two against it, and the rest were in favor.
And what was this resolution for again?
It was for the sovereignty for the state of Oklahoma, states' rights sovereignty, and it passed in the House. It did not go to committee in Senate, but
what would it mean if it did pass let's say it did pass the Senate, what is it, and let's say the governor signed it, what would it mean for Oklahoma?
Well, what it means is that the federal government is going to have to back off. Federal government meaning the human beings, not the physical senses we know is the buildings or the monuments, but the actual bureaucracy. A lot of the bureaucrats in Washington will have to think twice about coming into the state and telling the people of and their leadership what to do.
I love the way that sounds. I love the way it sounds. My one concern, of course, is, and if you do have representatives that are willing to make a stand, then something really could happen. And it sounds like what you're saying is that it's possible. I mean, if I'm taking your word for it here. But the other side of that coin is that, from what I understand, most of these guys are scared to death about going up against the federal government, because if they go up against the feds' demands, then the feds will just pull their highway money, or they'll pull their Homeland Security money, or they'll pull their drug enforcement money, and then the state government people will be all in a tizzy because they won't be getting all the money that they feel like they need to run their government. And so that's what we've seen has stopped a lot of things here in New Hampshire. One of the excuses they used on a marijuana decrim bill was, well, if we decrim marijuana, they'll stop giving us all this money. And so it was very difficult to overcome that objection.
You have a good point, but there are definitely ways around it. I mean, there's taxation. You have a strong tax base, and all you have to do is just cut back your services to balance out the budget. Don't let the federal government or their threat of withholding any funds stop the fact that you have the right to do what you want to do.
Hey,
Oklahoma,
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I mean, as far as ideologically, I'm with you there. I'm just telling you that you're going to have a lot more disagreement when you're talking to the actual representatives. I mean, it's easy to tell them that, hey, we should stand strong. We should, be for states' rights. We should refuse to obey the federal government. And they'll say, but what about the money? We need the money. You'll say, well, you need to cut back. You need to cut back the program. No, we can't cut back. There's government bureaucrats that need jobs.
Let me There's a case in point here in Oklahoma. We actually pay more into the pool of federal money than we get back. So
that's true. That's a good point. That's a good place to be. It's the same way here in New Hampshire. But all that said, they feel like they need the money. And I think if you can come up with, if you can address that objection successfully with those people and bring them on board, I say more power to you, and I wish you good luck, and I thank you for the call today. 800-259-9231. Same situation here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a donor state in that pays the New Hampshire residents pay more in taxes than the New Hampshire government receives from the federal government in kickbacks.
I can't see how any, because usually these numbers are rather, you know, it's by a little bit that they're a donor state, that I've seen that they're a donor state or, you know, receiver state or whatever the term is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how once the federal bureaucracy gets its hands on the money and it takes its chunk for administration, I can't see how any state could possibly be on the receiving end of any state could be on the receiving end of federal income tax money.
I'm not sure. Mark,
maybe Alaska, in the case where they all get a check for being Alaskans, but that's about it.
Well, we're talking about the state government, not the people of the state. The people don't see any of the money. It's the state governments that get the money.
Well, they do see it in the fact. I mean, you know, when an interstate is built through your state, whether it's built with way too much money or not, you do see the money.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
It's built inefficiently, and I can agree on that, but you see the money.
Yeah, and I see the point you're making, like the government bureaucrats and the federal government take a huge slice off the top of the money that comes in, so how could it be possible that they could distribute more back to certain states? I don't know, Mark. That's just what I've heard, and I don't know who it is that comes out with those statistics, but it seems like it's a relatively accepted thing that there are just some states that are, you know, like Midwestern states, a lot of those apparently are receiver states. They get
farm subsidies.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 1-800-259-9231.
That's Monsanto that's the recipient of that, not you and
exactly.
me.
You can bring up anything. We continue here. Let's talk to Mike listening in Michigan to WTKG. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Hey.
And right off, I'd like to compliment you on your show. I've never been up this late, I guess, at night on Saturday to hear it.
Well, you'll have to do it again next week. What's on your mind tonight?
You bring up a whole lot of things. Your topics are it's all great. But with this whole bailout, the government buying banks and the big three, the auto industry, and me being from Michigan, I work for a manufacturing company that we do office furniture. So we're one of the big office manufacturing type of things.
Okay.
But anyways, what's getting me is nobody questions the money that they gave to the banks, to the insurance company. Can anybody say AIG? Nobody dragged them on the Congress floor to ask them what they were doing, and then they put the big three through all of it.
I want you to come back. I want you to have a little more time to make your point. So hang on. I'm going to bring you back more with Mike in Michigan and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of PhotoBlocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're back with more. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam version of the show. You can get it all free if you listen live, and not necessarily live. 24 hours a day, those streams are going. And not the webcam, but making all these copyouts here. The broadband and dial-up streams are 24/7. The webcam is, well, when it's working, which is usually during the show. So go and get it all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to invite you to the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum. If you've listened to this show for a little while, you've heard us talk about the Free State Project a lot. We're participants. We moved here to New Hampshire back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 or as many liberty activists as possible, moving all to the same geographic location to achieve a concentration that has heretofore never existed in the history of the liberty movement. It's amazing. It's an amazing movement to be part of, and the activists are just the best of the best. They're gathering together here in New Hampshire. Hundreds have already moved. Many more are coming soon. Some people are still on the fence. They're still considering moving. And coming to the Liberty Forum can do a lot for those who are still on the fence, because you'll get to feel what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people, people that get the liberty thing, people that understand that in order to be free, they must allow their neighbors to be free as well. People like that are going to be meeting together, along with some big names, people like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Over there, he's going to be there speaking. Dr. Mary Ruard, author of Healing Our World. David Berglund, former Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision you might have heard about over the summertime. All of these people are going to be speaking and so many more. Get the full list, get signed up, get the early bird pricing while you still can, and use our discount code to save 10%. 2009FTL is the code. That's 2009FTL. The website, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That gives you all the info that we currently know. The schedule has not yet been announced, and not all of the guests have been announced yet either. It's an amazing event. Get registered while you can still get the early bird deals and still get the hotel rooms. freestateproject.org/libertyforum as we continue. With your calls, we're back with Mike in Michigan. Now, Mike, you're listening on WTKG, and you're coming across the show for the first time, and you wanted to speak out, but we barely had time left in the last segment, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance. Go ahead.
No, and I do appreciate that. It's the first time I've ever called a talk show, to be honest with you. But I listen to talk show. I drive truck for a living, and so I listen to talk radio all the time. And I guess to not waste all your time, but my bottom line was is that, okay, everybody emailed and talked to their congressman when it came to the immigration bill, and they shut that down. And now with Congress's their approval ratings, what, zero?
Yeah, around there, hovering
yeah,
around
point 0.10.
Right, within the margin of error.
Yeah, but the thing is now it doesn't seem like it matters. Voting doesn't count. Writing your congressman, talking to them doesn't count. But then they're telling all these companies that they've bought, or the companies that are holding their hands out, they're telling them how to run their companies.
Yep.
But nobody's telling them anymore, or we can't tell them anymore that, hey, if we have to cut back, as a matter of fact, the irony of the thing was, as I was writing all my monthly bills, as I was listening to you, and made me call in. I just wrote out $2,400 worth of bills. I'm paying my bills.
Painful.
And, well, no, I'm doing it, and we can do it. My wife and I are comfortable. We're doing it, and I'm hoping to retire sometime in the next 10 years after stock market goes back up my
phone. Right, after it bounces back.
But anyways, why is it Congress just voted themselves a raise?
Because they can.
Eggs. Well, that's
and there's
the point.
Nothing you can do about it, and they know it.
I'm getting so tired of hearing that.
That's the reality.
No idea.
I mean, I see where you're coming from. It's frustrating, isn't it? I mean, looking at the situation in Washington, D.C., and feeling completely powerless, looking at the bailout where they were saying they had 100 calls to one that were against the bailout, yet they went ahead and they did it anyway. And they just don't care what you have to say. And really, you know what this really is proof positive, is that the whole thing has been a scam from day number one. The whole idea that you could have somebody else represent your interests is absolutely ludicrous because they can't represent you if they're representing me, and they can't represent me if they're representing Mark, and they can't represent Mark if they're representing themselves, which is really what they're representing. They're representing themselves.
They're covering their own butts. The thing is that I wish more some of the larger talk shows, like your talk show, is one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. We try.
Well, I wish I had something like this more locally, and maybe it could, you know, kind of spread statewide and, you know, what I hear, blah, blah. But the thing is that why is it that some of the larger talk shows and stuff like that don't kind of point out the more conservative, common sense views.
Allow me to speculate on that, and I thank you for the call tonight. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. The question is, why is it that of all of the talk shows out there, why is it that Free Talk Live is really... And there may be some other liberty-minded hosts out there, but as far as on the syndicated scene, why is it that so many talk shows are just lockstep in line with the governmental system? They are just so blinded by the dual party mentality, the red team, blue team
right.
mentality.
I think that many of them talk small government. You know, I started talk radio by listening to Rush Limbaugh, and to me, he was a small government guy. But
Bill Clinton was in,
half of the federal budget goes to the military, and you've heard him talking about Club Gitmo. He loves the idea of the military. I love bureaucrats as long as the government carries guns. I love people in the government as long as they carry guns. That's how Rush feels. He's not about small government. He's about small government that goes out and attempts to help people, supposedly. Whereas, you know, it's obviously very poor at it. But he's all for the government that's going to spread democracy across the world, whatever that means.
So my speculation as to why it is this way is, well, it has a lot to do with the government indoctrination camps. The government's public schools, as they call them, is the main culprit, in my opinion. I think that what you're dealing with here is, and I touched on the idea earlier, is that you're dealing with generation after generation of dumbed down people. That's a reality. And we've all been there. We've all been ignorant of
these
things.
All you have to do is look at the, you know, the worldwide education, is the numbers. The fact is the United States has fallen in the ranking of education since World War II, ever since the Department of Education was created. Since education was consolidated on a federal level, our education has gotten worse because they believe in the federal government that one size fits all.
But even
and it
so,
doesn't.
Even so, even before the feds got involved, Mark, it was still, what I understand, it was called the Prussian system. And the system was designed and is designed. It's so ancient and so decrepit, but it's designed to crank out Muprons. It's designed to crank out people who don't question the situation that they've been placed in. They don't think outside of the box.
Raise your hand if you have to use the bathroom.
They are trained to be obedient. They are trained to not ask questions of what they perceive of as authority figures, whether that authority figure be the teacher, the principal, the cops, the representatives, whoever it is, whatever this is perceived to be the authority, their boss at work. They are trained to obey, and they're trained not to question. And so what you're dealing with here is they've been doing this for decades upon decades upon decades. And so generation after generation just keeps getting worse. Sure, we're really good with our techno gadgets and, you know, doing other things. We're very, very good at specific tasks, and people can specify what it is they want to do in life, and they have the ability to make certain choices, and they can be very, very excellent and excel in certain areas. But they don't excel at questioning their circumstances, and they don't excel at questioning authority. And that's what the system is designed to do. So when you're dealing with that being passed down from generation to generation and getting worse, you have to apply that to the media situation. The fact is, people that run talk shows are not in any way any more special than you. They went to the same schools. Now, some of them went to private schools, okay? I'm not going to say that they all went to government-run public schools.
I still think the private schools are to some extent, the marketplace for schooling is based around the public school system.
Yeah, it's a possibility. But we know that private school kids get better education.
They
I want to continue this line of thought here in moments and take your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Just enough time for your call here, this live Saturday edition. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help spread it, you want to help get it into more ears around the world, well, you can learn how over at promote.freetalklive.com. Variety of different ways, many of them completely free, some low cost. You'll find them all listed over at promote.freetalklive.com. Handy little resource to help get Free Talk Live out there so more people can hear this show and expose them to the message of freedom. Because, man, it is just desperately needed that people hear the message of freedom. And there are just are not enough shows out there that are talking about it.
They're not doing it.
They just don't. I mean, number one factor is they don't get it in the first place. Most talk show hosts just don't get it. And that's where we are. That's actually what we're discussing here, because we had Mike call in from listening to WTKG up in Grand Rapids. First time coming across the show, liking what he hears. And a lot of people, when they come across Free Talk Live, well, a lot of them are shocked at the things that we're saying, because that we just don't say things that you normally hear on other talk shows. But once they get over the shock and they start to actually listen and they agree with many of the things that we say, they start to wonder things like Mike was wondering. Well, why is it that this particular viewpoint, the pro-liberty viewpoint, is so unheard of in talk radio? I mean, after all, it makes so much damn sense. I mean, if you listen to the show and you listen long enough, you get it. You won't necessarily get it right up front. Some people do. But sometimes it takes a few weeks for people to really lock on and understand what the non-aggression principle is about, for instance. So people can get this. So the question that Mike was asking is, well, why is it these talk show hosts just don't get it? Why is it they aren't on board with this stuff? And my suggestion is that because of the government indoctrination system is so effective and has been going on for generations, and it just keeps getting worse, that the people that graduate from government high school, and you say, Mark, that in the private schools they're still being taught the top-down authoritarian kind of method, and that's probably true for most private schools. I can't really comment on that. I never went to one.
I did.
But I went to the government schools, and a lot of the people that go into journalism also went to government schools. A lot of the people that go into radio and television are from government schools. I mean, after all, you don't really need a college degree to get into the radio business. That's one of the reasons why I'm in the radio business, because I didn't really want to put a lot of work into doing things. I mean, this ain't laying brick. And not that you need a college degree to lay
brick.
And
it's not journalism either. We're not going out there and digging up stories. We're doing commentary on stories that exist already.
But this affects journalists as well. I mean, because journalists are as ignorant as talk show hosts also. So it's just a big problem all across the media. So you've got people that are graduating from the government indoctrination camps that have been taught in the government schools that government is great, government is good, government is wonderful. Just
we thank thee for our food. No, that's God.
You have to get
people get so confused.
They do. You have to get the government. You have to get the government team of your preference in order to have the best government. But whenever you need something, you need to look to government because that's what government's here for. I mean, this is the mentality that Americans are so inculcated with. And right. So they carry that in. For those of them that do go to college, they carry that into college, and then they get it worse. You know, then the real communist indoctrination comes down on them, or socialist indoctrination. And so whether they're coming out of college or whether they're coming out of government high school and going into the media, that's the mentality that they hold. It's the mentality that exists in popular culture. It's the mentality that exists, and of course, because it exists in popular culture, it's therefore reflected in the existing media. So they're getting it from the government schools, and they're getting it from the government-influenced media that already exists, that this is the way it is. This is how it is, and you must plug into the system. There are situations in government schools where they give kids as young as elementary schoolers a test to determine whether they're supposed to be Republicans or Democrats. I mean, they're being put in these boxes from day number one at this point. And so these people take this mentality into their jobs. And the guys that are doing national talk shows didn't get their talk shows because they're right. They got their talk shows because they're entertaining, hopefully. They got their talk shows because they managed to get listeners to hold through a commercial break so they can listen to the next segment of the show. They got the talk show because they were working at the station for a long time. Nobody's selected to do talk radio because they have the right paradigm. Because, by the way, the GM is also stuck in the paradigm of government is great, government, etc., government as I was talking about. So you're dealing with a situation where virtually everyone has this mentality, and so the people that are making the programming decisions have this mentality. I'm talking in very general terms. Obviously, there are some exceptions to these rules.
I think it comes down to solutions, really. Because when you look at solutions to problems, you really, as far as politics go, you have one of two choices. You have the red team or the blue team, as far as solutions go. So people pick one of those teams to solve the problems. Do you care about the poor people? Great. Here's your team. Do you care about God? Great. Here's your team. You pick your team. Do you care about fiscally responsible government? Mm-hmm. Well, here's your team.
What's that? You don't like the team's makeup? Well, you have to work hard at changing the team.
Right. Well, yeah, you have to work within the team to change the makeup. And, you know, we're told from that from the very beginning, and it makes a certain amount of sense. I mean, I sort of believe that, you know, if I could just get my team in, then we could smack them into shape. But the fact is, I got that. I fell for the contract with America in 1994 or whatever it was when Newt Gingrich was out there. It sounded like really what I wanted to see, smaller government. And, well, we, the United States people, voted in the Republicans, House, Senate, and President in the year
eventually,
2000. In 2000, 6 years after the contract with America. It worked. The contract with America did what it was supposed to do.
Got Republicans' votes.
Yes. It fooled the Americans into believing that the Republicans are going to do what they say they're going to do. They got in, and oh my God, the Republicans made the Democrats look good. The spending was rife. The fact is, the government has never grown more under anyone than did under Bush. Sorry. You don't have to like it. It's just true. All kinds of just corruption was going on. The stories of Republican corruption
should have been a wake-up call. It should have been a wake-up call. But no.
But no. The fact is, the Republicans, they did it again in 2008. They shook the boogeyman out there. Look, it's a guy who believes in socialism. He wants to redistribute your wealth. Boogity, boogity, boogity. And, you know, the Republicans went out and they voted and they tried their best. It was only by, I can't remember what the margin was that Barack Obama won by, but it wasn't that much if you look at sort of the popular vote margin. They managed to get the Republicans out. Not me. I'm not falling for it. I didn't vote for John McCain, and I'm not gonna. Thanks.
But the people in media, which is the original question, you'd think they'd pay attention. You'd think they would be Johnny on the spot to say, huh, that contract with America, what a scam. Boy, we've been scammed. We need to figure out something else we can do. But no, it's just, oh, well, the Republicans have lost their way. You know, oh, God, what did we think? We got drunk on power, and now we're going to be good. Trust us. Now that we're not in power anymore, we're going to be good. We're back on our principles. Small government. Yeah! And, you know, they think you're going to fall for it again. And the fact is, most Americans will, because they're indoctrinated in this dual-party paradigm, and they've been just so expectably done. And so, as I was saying, talk show hosts are no different from you and I. I mean, I happen to be a talk show host, but we're no different from the rest of you. We just have a microphone in front of our mouths. And so, when you're listening to the other talk show hosts out there, they're just like you. We've all been indoctrinated. We've all been trained to believe in the state and believe that the government is good and great and that we need to have it and we need to follow the rules and do what they say and et cetera, et cetera. And so it's a really frustrating situation. The good news is it can be changed. The good news is that the liberty message is a persuasive one and it does make sense and it is logical, but it has to be presented and it has to be listened to. And the fact is, this is another sad part about talk radio. The reality of talk radio is there are certain rules that talk show hosts are taught when they begin their careers. We were given these rules, Mark.
We were sat down by my mentor and given these rules.
Great guy, by the way. Love David Davis. But the way I do things is I don't really care too much for the rules that I don't care for. So when someone tells me, here's what you have to do, here are the rules you have to follow, I listen to them and I select the ones that I agree with. And then I go and follow those.
Eat the meat, spit out the bones.
Yeah. But most people have maybe they don't do that. You know, it's that authority top-down mentality. Well, the general manager says I have to do, you know, says I have to do this, and if I don't do this, I might not keep my talk show host job, so I better do what he says. And so somebody's putting up their mic there. Anyway, so the GM, you know, will lay down these rules, and one of those rules is you are not supposed to change your mind. This is one of the big rules in talk radio. You're supposed to come on the air with a viewpoint and then enforce that viewpoint throughout the entire rest of your on-air career. And well, it's crazy.
You can change. You just can't change on air while other people are listening. You can come back the next day and say, well, I've had a change of heart, and I think this, this, and this. But you're not allowed to do it while people are listening.
It's so disingenuous. You know, what I hope happens is that Free Talk Live spawns, you know, a sea of imitators, and then all of a sudden, you know, the media is taken over by pro-liberty viewpoints. Well, it's probably not going to happen next year, but maybe over time it will. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Well, not tomorrow night, but Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When you're out